When President Bush signed the Medicare drug benefit into law, he said seniors in the greatest need will have the greatest help. However, a report by Families USA indicates relatively few low-income seniors are signing up for subsidies. Medicare officials say they're trying to change that. Doug O'Brien is regional director at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Our focus is to reach the remaining population, and it is difficult. There is no question about that. This is a challenging group to reach out to.
O'Brien notes that other federal programs for low-income older Americans also have poor participation. For instance, less than a third of seniors eligible for food stamps actually apply. Families USA does not say why so few low-income seniors are signing up for Medicare's new drug plan. The program has been described as complicated, and seniors can go elsewhere for prescription assistance. In Wisconsin, more than 100,000 people have signed up through Senior Care. Department of Health and Family Services spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis notes the state's one-page application is less complicated.
And the co-payments they have for prescription drugs through Senior Care is really based upon what they can afford. Asset tests, such as whether or not you own a home, have life insurance, those sort of things are not counted. So in Wisconsin, what we may be seeing is people may be signing up for other programs that work better for them.
Other seniors were already getting prescription assistance through Medicaid. They were automatically switched to Medicare's new drug plan in January. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.